This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel Blank today, nor for the rest of this week. It is Mike Liebeschock sitting in with Barry Laminack and Nick Sciarra. And Nick, I got to say, for the longest time, I think it was a coincidence that whenever you would play Kiss's Dr. Love going to or from a break, it was right after Trey had been on. And I always thought Dr. Love was Trey's theme song.
Really?
Because it made perfect sense.
Wasn't intentional.
If only because of the irony. It was ironical.
Speaking of Kiss, did you see what Russell Westbrook was wearing? He had like a Kiss like vest on.
Did he?
It looked really weird.
When?
Post game and before the game.
Interesting.
I didn't see it. I need to Google it. He wears some weird stuff. That's the other thing I don't understand. I don't understand trap music and today's hip hop fashion. I blame Lil Wayne for both.
Cam Newton was,
break it down for us, Boom Boom.
Cam Newton was wearing something at Coachella the other night that was just an abomination.
Yeah. It looked like a couch. It looked like a 1970s couch.
And then someone matched it up with
Grandma would say, a divan. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that word, divan?
No.
My grandmother used to call her couch a divan.
My grandmother called it the Davenport. I think it was the model. Was it a pullout?
No. She would just, any couch, it would be called the divan.
It was the Davenport.
She'd be like, don't put your feet on my divan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But she called it a Davenport. I don't know where that came from.
The Davenport?
The Davenport.
Would she say it all sophisticated like?
No, she said it like a pissed off Scottish woman.
Michael, don't put your feet on my Davenport.
Get your feet off that Davenport.
She was like a weird scientist?
Mad what was little Scottish woman with her chin up in the air.
She was Scottish?
How to get you?
Wow. Yeah. She was like the maintenance guy on The Simpsons.
Yeah, something like that. Couldn't drive. I can't imagine living on this planet for almost 90 years. She never drove a car.
My grandmother had this weird thing she would do when she drove. My grandmother had several tics, and she didn't have, they weren't actual tics.
Get her a collar.
Where, she would just be like, hey! Like, she had, hey! Yeah, it wasn't a tic like, what is that? Tourette's. It wasn't like that.
Sometimes it's just a nervous thing.
Well, so she had several of them that she did. One of them was, for some reason, she would lick her shoulder.
Well,
that's a fact.
Obviously.
I don't know why she would do that, but I'll just randomly, she would just kind of go and lick her shoulder. I swear to God, I don't know why she did that.
I got to tell you, I did that just to see if I could do it.
Yeah, it's not as easy.
Can I reach my shoulder?
She would do that, and then another one is she would stomp her foot like she was putting out a cigarette. I don't know why she did that, but if she would talk to you, she would just start doing that for no reason. And then the third tick was when she was driving, she would put her hands on the steering wheel, but then she would bump it. She would just kind of do like that with her hands like two times. I have no idea why she did that, but that's the woman that taught me how to drive. So she would just be driving around licking her shoulder whole time.
Do you do that as well?
No, I don't. But I always wondered why does she, and I never asked her because she's crazy. She was crazy, but she would, it was very weird. I don't know why. She used to do all those things.
Someone asked her once, and she just kicked their ass.
I don't know. My grandma was a crazy woman. This is the woman that gave me the robe and gave my brother-in-law the onion. So, all the same woman.
713-780-3776. We're discussing grandmas and their nervous tics. We have 57 minutes left. So, and I apologize. I was hoping to have more calls today, and I apologize because
I think you've ruined everybody.
I apologize wholeheartedly to all of you out there because of the quality of calls we've had today, not because of how I've reacted to them.
You went a-hole, straight a-hole on K-Rock.
On K-Rock.
The rest of the world.
I did what most broadcast professionals are afraid to do.
Well, okay. You ran off the callers.
The periodic table is divided into several subsets of elements. There's the gases and the solids, and there are subgenres of gases.
Yes. You were just mean to K-Rock.
I'm getting mad all over again.
Well, look, here's another text. My grandmother also called her Davenport.
Yeah.
So is that divan? Davenport?
It may have been short for Davenport. Yeah, or the southern.
It's all coming together now.
All of our grandmothers.
We've got some breaking news, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
come on,
Lord.
Spike.
Bring it. Read it.
No, you read it.
This is terrible radio,
guys. So
the
Houston Texans will sign wide receiver Andre Johnson to a one-day contract on Wednesday that will allow him to retire as a member of the organization.
Yay.
Huge news.
Yay.
Oh, you're killing it, because she was so excited to bring us the breaking news, and you're just killing it right now.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, we all kind of knew that was going to happen. We just didn't know when.
But now it's official.
Well, good for Andre Johnson and good for the Texans. And thoughts?
So do people go out and buy his jersey all over again and then take it back the next day?
Maybe he'll get a little, like, slight bump in sales, jersey sales. Well, they don't make Texans jerseys no more for him, right?
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Look, see, people are texting. I just tried to lick my shoulder.
A lot of people
were doing all three.
Trying to lick their shoulders.
Yeah,
now.
They tried to lick their shoulder, and then they're bumping the steering wheel with their hands.
What was the third thing?
Mashing your foot down like you're putting out a cigarette. Just, I don't know why she did that. I, honest to God, I don't know. It was
doing
the weirdest.
She would just be talking to you.
She'd be like, yeah, so Mel and I went down and bought a new divan, lick, lick. Like, it was very weird. It was very strange. I don't know why.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, yeah. Speaking of NFL.
Uh-huh.
Kirsten, do you have anything else for us?
Do you have any more breaking news?
No.
That we all really kind of knew was going to happen?
She hates you, and now she's not going to tip us off on any of the breaking news that she brings.
Okay.
Because that was according to her sources.
I know where you work.
At Texans PR.
I am loving the fact
on Twitter.
We are
Now look, Nick made her the maddest. Look at Nick.
He's walking out because what
off,
I said.
I'm off the hook.
You started it.
Thanks,
oh,
Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Way to go 6-year old on
I'm
us.
Off the
you
hook.
Started it. Thank you, Nick. Kirsten's now.
Is she like flicking you off?
Yeah,
right now?
She came into the studio to give me the
she
finger.
She just trade him. My goodness. I'm loving this feedback that we're getting from NFL referees who apparently are hating the rules on celebration. I am loving this. It's about time that some of them separated from, because they've been good soldiers. They'll throw the flags based on whatever the fluid rules are in the NFL.
Right.
You're starting to see some of them, notably Scott Green. He is head of the NFL Referees Association, was on SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday. He says, nothing is worse than someone going 80 yards for a touchdown, and then we're trying to figure out, does that warrant a flag for what he's doing in the end zone? He says, we don't really enjoy that. If we could get to a point where there is simply fines by the league, that would be great. The issue we'll still have is that guys can get pretty creative out there. The question of whether it's a foul or not a foul, hopefully we'll get something closer of a more black and white situation on what is and what isn't. I am so pleased to hear that, because the referees are – they end up being the bad guys. I mean, it gets around to Goodell and the NFL in the front office, but these are the guys throwing the flags. They're the ones getting the death threats or whatever's going on.
Right.
I love this. And if they want to make a video, fine. Make Goodell and make the owners act out the video and make them be the guys, what's appropriate and what's not.
I'm with you on that.
Could you imagine?
Like to see
could you imagine Jerry Jones, Arthur Blank?
I think they should have to do for what an inappropriate dance that was done by one of their players.
That's what I'm saying. What, you know,
yeah.
Who was the twerker last year?
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he just passed. So whoever's next.
Easy there.
One of the Rooney kids. One of the grandchildren.
Yeah, okay.
Or the oldest living Rooney.
Has to get out there and
whether
twerk.
Whether he's connected to the team or not, should have to get out there.
And twerk.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Goodell, I have always been in the opinion, a lot of this stuff, he gets paid to take the blame for stuff. That's why I think he makes that money. I think a lot of this stuff comes down from the league. I think he is paid to carry out their will in a lot of cases. Not every case.
So you think it's the rich old men who don't like
the old
dancing.
Rich white men?
You think it's all that dancing and hipping and back and when?
When trap music.
Back when I bought the team. I don't know why they all the owners are Yosemite Sam.
I traded three donkeys.
And
a bucket of buttermilk for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, so they're
football
the ones.
Football club.
They don't like the. Yeah, that's back when it was a football club.
When it was a football club.
Yeah, and they played at high schools.
Yes.
I think it's just silly. I mean, the fans don't seem to mind it. Who cares then? They're the ones that are spending the money. Is Bud Light upset that football players are dancing in the end zone, they're going to pull their sponsorship dollars?
Of course not, because their logo is right behind them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's the 32 old rich guys that are pissed off about it, And it's dumb.
Maybe that's what we need, is the sponsors like Budweiser, who are some of the bigger sponsors in the NFL, to take a stand and say, you know what?
If you don't let them dance.
We're not giving you a dime until you loosen this garbage up. If you want to make it taunting, that's fine.
Topless,
if you want to make
cheerleaders.
It urinating on the goalpost, fine with us.
Yeah.
Topless cheerleaders.
If I think
that's what Barry wants.
I think if I had Bud Light, if I was the head of Bud Light, I'd be like, listen, if you guys don't get topless cheerleaders, we're pulling our sponsorship. Like, we're just not going to be a part of this. Just not. It's not my NFL.
It's not my NFL. That might be where the line gets drawn. I'm just.
You think?
I'm just suspecting.
Well, I don't know.
Or
would you try to make it out to a few more games?
They come up with an alternate stream channel where it's unrated.
Ooh.
You have CBS's presentation with Jim Nance and or Phil Sims, Tony Romo.
You could have CanCam.
Yes.
And then just be cans all over, and that could run on Cinemax.
NFL,
that would be the feed on Cinemax.
After dark. Yes. Absolutely.
I like this. I would go to more games if they had topless cheerleaders. I absolutely
But they would.
Would
be in one part of the stadium.
I mean,
they'd
you could
be
put
in a specific
section.
You could
put them in a club and call it Treasures. I don't
care. Well, when Dallas opened that monstrosity, didn't they have dancers like in cages that looked like?
Like go-go dancers?
Yeah.
Be all right with that.
I know you would.
I mean, whatever. I'd go to a few more games. I'm just saying, if you want to hold, like, women already aren't watching this for
Welcome
the most part.
Welcome to Deja Vu Stadium.
The amount of women that watch football is minuscule compared to the total population.
Think, I think it's more
what
than
you think.
What
do you think it is? 10% of the total viewing population is women? 20?
I would say 30? 20-ish.
I'll say 25, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say a quarter.
How much of the female population in general do you think is gay or bi-curious? Guys, where'd you go? Answer the question. Like, I'm conducting scientific research here.
Are you?
Stop being childish.
Go ask Trey.
Stop being childish.
I'm going to say 1% of the 25%.
So you're telling me that...
that look he's getting.
That's low. I think you're low.
Yeah, I think you're low.
Are we talking about just the NFL?
I think you're being low on purpose.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hmm.
You're distorting science right now, and I don't appreciate it.
I think
give in to the force.
I would say 5%. 5%. So you're down to 20%.
I'll say 6%.
Okay. Well, this isn't The Price is Right. You don't just have to be a dollar higher and
I'm
win.
I'm doing high-low.
isn't...
How does anyone ever lose at high-low on The Price is Right, by the way?
So 20% of their total is females that aren't gay or bi-curious. So they don't care about the can game.
Wait a minute.
So
bi-curious could be fleeting.
Well, they still would take
That's
a peek.
That's not
at,
scientific.
They would, it is scientific, and they would take a peek at the can cam, just to, and then maybe that's when they decide if they are or are not bi. They were curious. They looked. They see old big juggernaut out there and went, yep, I'm bi.
You're like, $500 a
ticket?
You don't
know?
Nah.
What?
$500 a ticket? Nah.
No? Boobs. I'm in. I'm in. See? You guys
Let's take a break.
You guys are killing my
We're young thugging
science.
It right now.
It's the usual
Is that
suspects.
Who this is?
Yeah, we're young thugging it.
It's the usual suspects on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's your boy Shock in for Joel along with Barry and Nick until 4. Then we'll turn things over to... The Blitz, and I'm looking at an infographic from 2 years ago when your average age of an NFL owner was 68 years old. I don't think we've lost too many of them. I don't remember too many sales, if any, over the last 2 years. But your average NFL owner is 70 years old right now.
Yeah, you think they're a little out of touch?
Over under on NFL owners...
They can't even.
Or an illegal download.
I'm going to set it at a half and take the under.
Okay.
I am. Ditto! Like that!
Jed York is 37 years old. He's the youngest one.
How old?
Of the San Francisco 49ers. Jed York is 37.
Damn.
Daniel
Make me
Snyder.
Feel like I've done nothing with my life.
Daniel
Thanks,
Snyder
Jed.
Is 52 years old, and it feels like he's owned the Redskins for 100 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible.
He does. But again, yeah, the average age is 70.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're definitely out of touch.
Should be around 70, yeah.
They're definitely out of touch with reality, with what's cool, with what people want to see and don't want to see. But yet, these are the guys that are ultimately making the decision.
Back to the HRMP listener line. Dan, you want to talk about celebrations? Welcome to The Suspect. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I had two things. One on the celebration side of it. Can these players not go to their own sideline and dance and do whatever they want penalty free, or is it just because they're celebrating and it happens to be in the end zone, that's why they get the flag?
Yeah, it's because they're in the end zone. Thing. Yes, it's because they're in the end zone. They can go to their sideline and make love to the net all they want.
Well, we saw that last year
where
someone get jilted by it.
Then why don't the players just go to the sideline and do whatever they want?
Because they don't get all the attention, bro. The attention's out there in the middle.
And then it makes it seem It makes it seem rehearsed then if they run over to their bench and do
it. Yeah, pulling a Sharpie out doesn't seem rehearsed at all.
Or a phone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
What else you got, Dan? Anything else?
Y'all need to give more love to Andre Johnson. That man's a hometown hero.
Give more love? We said yay. What do you want?
He's finally going to retire here, and y'all just kind of wash it up.
Are you really making a big deal out of a one-day contract?
No, I'm just happy he's finally going to retire as a Texan.
Dan, I said I was happy too.
Retiring. Good Lord.
Dan, I said I was happy too, but here's the thing. Didn't you know that that was going to happen anyways?
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's my point is I get it. It's the day is finally here, but this was going to happen all along. I don't think anyone ever doubted for a second that he wasn't going to get a one-day contract at some point and retire a Texan so that if and when he makes it to the Hall of Fame, his jersey goes in as a Texan.
If he makes it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Dan. Sorry, man.
Appreciate the call, Dan.
I think you turned him around, though. I think he was all about having a ticker tape parade for one day, and now he kind of sees
the
frivolity of it.
Guys, I think I've struck a chord, guys.
Mm-mm.
I just got followed on Twitter by Samantha. And
Samantha
is a Houston Texans cheerleader.
Ooh.
Now,
what are the odds she's listening?
Last segment, I tried to spice up the NFL, and y'all tried to ruin my science.
Wait, that's shock, not me.
But is it any coincidence that one of the Houston Texans cheerleaders follows me right after the segment where I try to introduce topless cheerleaders into the world, into the mix, into the NFL?
You think she's on board?
Coincidence? I don't think so. I think it's a vote. I think it's a yes. We got our first yes vote from a cheerleader. Wait, she just unfollowed me. What the hell's going on with this?
Well, Andre Johnson is on my list of trending items. He is second right now.
Two topless cheerleaders.
National Haiku Poetry Day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But that's local, isn't it?
What, do you really think Andre Johnson signing a one-day contract would be national?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Of course. Didn't you hear Dan?
Did they do that with
it's
Arian?
It's a big damn deal.
Did they do this with Arian Foster as well?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Think they'll do that with Brock Osweiler? In 2 years?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
David Carr? He probably is retired now.
Should stop.
He'd come back with his gloves and his Super Bowl ring over his gloves.
Where do you think Andre Johnson falls in yardage all time? Inside or outside of the top 10?
Outside. Top 10.
Inside or outside of the top 15?
Outside.
Inside or outside of the top 20?
Outside.
Outside.
He's number 11.
Damn.
Yeah, I tried to fool
you
there.
Is that the
bit.
Product of a lot of third and fourth quarters
David
airing
Carr,
it out?
It's David Carr's a badass. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
He is so underappreciated.
Okay, let's do this again. Andre Johnson, where does he fall all time in receptions? Inside or outside of the top 10?
Outside.
Inside or outside of the top 15?
Inside.
Well, you're on to me now because I gave you the first one. Yeah, he's 11 in receptions as well. He is 11 all-time in receptions and yards receiving.
Neat.
Don't neat me.
I'm just saying, it's neat.
Don't neat me.
That's awesome.
Do you want to hear some names that he's ahead of that's in the Hall of Fame?
Sure.
Are you being sarcastic right
now? I have nothing else going on.
He is ahead of James Lofton at 12, Chris Carter at 13, Andre Reed at 17, Steve Largent at 18, Charlie Joyner at 22. Oh, sorry, Art Monk at 20. All of those, he's ahead of Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
All of those names there. Mm-hmm. All those names.
Most of them in a different era.
All those names.
I think I would take Art Monk's career because he has 3 Super Bowl rings.
All the names.
With 3 different quarterbacks.
You want to hear the, he's ahead of Andre Reed in receptions, Art Monk, Steve Largent, Shannon Sharp. And that goes all the way down to 30.
Okay.
So, Hall of Fame, yes or no?
No.
Because you hate the Texans. Hall of Fame, yes or no?
That was not
Andre Johnson?
Yeah. You're literally case. Like Pac-Man Joel when it comes to the Texans.
It's just not the case.
You are. Like you've never
I think he was one or two outstanding postseason performances away from being a guy who would get in eventually.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a first ballot guy. I don't think that can even
no,
be argued.
I don't
but
think he's a first
the
ballot.
The fact
for
that
sure.
There isn't that for him. I mean, there is no defining moment other than kicking Cortland Finnegan's ass. I mean, that's not going to get you into the Hall of Fame. Maybe the WWE Hall of Fame.
I would put him in just for that.
I know you would. But that said, no, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think that
so
he would.
So are you putting in, let's see here. Are you putting in Steve Smith?
No.
You wanted to say yes.
He was in Baltimore
so
for 3 years.
You want to say no, yes so bad to Steve Smith.
I don't think
Smith.
He is. I don't
okay,
think he is.
Where does Steve Smith fall in yardage? Inside or outside of the top 10?
Outside.
Wrong. He's 7th.
Is he really?
All time in receiving yards.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
He's 7th all time. He's ahead of Marvin Harrison, who's in the Hall of Fame. You're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame?
I think they both will eventually get in for sure.
Is it based on yardage?
He's ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
Is that where it is now?
Although if Fitzgerald plays again next year.
Larry's been to 2 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Steve's been to what, 1? 1 with the Panthers, maybe?
Steve Smith, more or less catches than Andre Johnson?
More.
Less.
Really?
Suck it.
Good. They can both talk about it.
Hall of Fame, bitch!
They can talk about it at the Applebee's across the street from the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're leaving them both out, huh?
They can commiserate.
You get off my divan.
Let's take a break. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you're back with The Suspects till 4.
It's The Usual
Just
Suspects.
Hanging out.
I'd appreciate it if you would show some respect on the name.
You okay,
back
folks?
To the HRMP listener line. Dan, you want to talk about celebrations? Welcome to The Suspect. What's up?
Yeah, I'm full aware of what I did.
No, you're not.
You don't give me enough credit.
You did not. You've been
you've
drunk.
You've been around long enough. You know that I do stuff sublimely.
I know when you've been drinking,
you're
too. And you
suspects.
Have slurred enough words and messed up enough things for me to know that you're pretty lit right about now.
I was when you go on Pro Football Reference or Baseball Reference or whatever, they do this thing at the bottom of the page for any player that you look at where they, based on I guess, what year in their career it is, what the comparisons are. And when you look at the comparables for Andre Johnson at the end of a 13.4-year career, maybe if you get to 13.6, we might be talking about Hall of Fame. I don't know. But the comparables to him appear to be Andre Reed,
mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. Tim Brown, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. But it took him 50 years. He should have been in years
whatever.
Ago.
Yep.
Steve Smith, not in. Is James Lofton a Hall of Famer? They have an asterisk next to his name. I'm going to assume he is a Hall of Famer. Fred Biletnikoff, Hall of Famer. Henry Ellard, non-Hall of Famer. The difference there for
yeah, James
Andre
Lofton
Reed,
is a Hall of Famer,
Andre Reed was 4 Super Bowls. He was mm-hmm. part of a machine that went to and lost 4.
I was going to say, now, he didn't win them.
I was going to say, he didn't win any of them.
Yeah.
But he was there. Tim Brown, got to one, I want to say. He was on the Hostetler Super Bowl.
Okay.
Steve Smith may have gotten to one. I don't believe James Lofton ever got there. Biletnikoff, I think he was part of those Madden Raider teams, probably. I'm just wild guess.
Bro, you got me on
Henry Ellard was Biletnikoff. On a bunch of bad Rams teams.
Didn't he fight for the Russians in World War One? I have no idea.
Duh. And Henry Ellard was on a bunch of crappy Rams teams. And off the top of my head, I want to say he was a Redskin at some point. I'm not sure. So there's a mixture of guys, but their numbers are similar. But you look at Andre Reed, Super Bowl, you know, Tim Brown, Super Bowl, Heisman, not that that should matter. So it'll be a tough call. Obviously, again, it won't be a first ballot thing. But in an age where guys are racking up numbers like crazy, when the game has changed,
he's going to be borderline.
He'll be borderline.
And the big thing was Brent Shearer tweeted at me, said, now do touchdowns, because I was doing stats. And you shut up, Brent, first of all. Don't bring touchdowns into this. But, yeah, that was the knock on Dre, is he never had double-digit touchdowns in a season. And he's ended with 70, which puts him 40th all time.
Are all those other 39 guys in the Hall of Fame ahead of him?
Say again?
Are the 39 guys in front of him in the Hall of Fame?
No, but they all should be.
They are. Every one of them should
Wesley
be.
Wesley Walker.
He was legally blind in one eye.
Stanley Morgan.
Patriot?
No.
He was the bad investment banker.
Oh, that's Morgan Stanley.
That's Morgan Stanley. Yeah. Wesley Walker, if I remember correctly, was legally blind in one eye.
Was he really?
With the Jets, yes.
Wow. How do you know that? Random trivia.
I can't tell you. My
Dre's,
blood type.
Dre's behind Bob Hayes, who had 71 and made it into the Hall of
the
Fame.
The Bullet.
Yes.
Bullet
now,
Bob.
He is ahead of Art Monk and Raymond Berry, who are both in the Hall of Fame, correct, as well as Bobby Mitchell, Charlie Joyner, and Michael Irvin.
Charlie Joyner's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Wow. Michael Irvin only had 65 touchdowns in his career.
He was on those, against him? Joyner was on those Eric Coryell teams with Fouts.
But are you giving Irvin extra credit? I mean, he only had 65 touchdowns in his career.
Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
The Super Bowls get him over the top.
I was going to say, is that what does it for him?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I get that.
Same with Art Monk. But the thing is about Art Monk is that a lot of the records that were broken later on by Jerry Rice, he passed Art Monk. Art Monk was like second or third or even first. The most consecutive games with a reception record was Art Monk's.
Not for touchdowns.
A lot of time has passed since then. He was never at the
Art
top
Monk
in
is
touchdowns.
42.
Yeah, it was like he was never at the top in touchdowns, but a lot of the other stuff, the receptions and yard stuff, at the time he was there.
Okay.
He was near the top, but so much time has passed and the game has changed so much, there's a lot of more contemporary players that are ahead of those guys now. That goes for Charlie Joyner as well.
Somebody wanted to know, will 80 be the first number retired by the Texans?
Oh, of course.
You think so?
Of course.
Okay.
It's not going to be 23. It's not going to be 8.
Nope.
You've got some time till 99. What's the punter's number? You don't know?
I see what you're doing there. Yeah. Don't mock my MVP.
What's Tony Baselli's number? Did he even get a uniform?
Etu Brute.
Did they fit him? Was he actually fitted for gear?
Here, what does it say? 13 QBs for Dre. Marvin Harrison had Peyton Manning forever.
Jerry Rice played with two Hall of Famers, too. He played with Montana and Steve Young.
Yeah, so what? So now what?
But he also played with Steve Bono, so he had to persevere. So,
I'm not playing your game. That's what you want. I'm not. You're not taking this from the Houston fans. You're trying to, but it's not going
to
happen.
If you guys want to make a huge deal out of him retiring as a Texan on a one-day contract,
I'm not making a big deal of it. I just said that we all expected it. What I'm saying is I could make a case for him being in the Hall of Fame.
Isn't it just a given thing now, though? I mean,
but if you're just going to use postseason as a Hall of Fame resume.
Did Favre retire as a Packer? I'm dead serious. Did I'm not making a joke. Did he go back after playing for two other organizations, go back and retire as a Packer? I know they did the Packers Hall of Fame thing.
I don't know.
That seems like an obvious one.
Right.
I don't believe Ed Reed was a Raven for a day.
You don't?
I don't believe so. I could be wrong. I don't believe so. He was with two other teams.
He's going to come back as a Texan with a one-day contract.
Ed Reed?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured he'd be a Buffalo Bill on a one-day contract. So they just made him a DB's coach instead. He was on their coaching staff last year.
Yeah.
So,
well, all right. I guess.
Did Dream go back to Toronto on a one-day contract to retire a Raptor?
No.
Okay, then.
He signed a one-day contract with the Rockets.
It's all frivolous.
Somebody wanted us to break down the salary cap implications of the one-day contract. All texting, no tweeting.
Want to go down that road.
It's very complicated.
Obviously, I wish we had this news in the 1 o'clock hour,
so because glad.
We could have broken that down.
We could have filled 3 hours with Andre Johnson Hall of Fame talk, which I'm glad we did.
Do you think it's heavy on incentives?
It was way better talking trap music for an hour.
Do you think it's better on, heavily on incentives?
The one-day contract? Oh, without a doubt.
Signing bonus?
It's an incentive-laden contract because it's got to be performance-based.
Based on handwriting?
You have one day.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. You have one day. You had better perform.
Physical.
Yeah,
that's where
they probably make him retake the Wonder League.
We talked about this a long time ago, and with CTE, I wonder how many guys would score less now than they
did on the Wonder League.
But yeah. I still think that for the NFL, the exit combine is a necessary thing. I want to see Vince Wilfork one more time.
Quentin wants to know why there's two Jewish guys talking about sports.
What?
Eh?
Just
I'll have a Yernagila. What?
It's Mishugana.
Tim Brown was in the Rich Gannon Super Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah. He's got that going for him, which is nice.
Which is nice.
We got, let's see here. Where'd it go? Where did it go? Oh, I'd pay $400. I would pay $400 for the Sunday ticket to see topless cheerleaders. I'm telling you guys, you're missing out. You're missing the boat on this.
I want to know what the line in the sand is, though.
And then he called it the Skin FL, which I really like. What do you mean line in the sand?
Like, what is the limit for people? We're like, I won't pay that amount. I wonder how high they could go and still have people.
I don't know.
The dudes, there'd be surprising numbers.
Think about this. Topless cheerleaders, but they're still cheering. They're bouncing around. Now, of course, all the big-breasted cheerleaders are going to have to be up front because you kill the rest of the girls. Hitting them with those things. So you got to be in the front row.
Can you break the package deal down over 12 monthly installments?
What I'm saying is all the base of the pyramid chicks, go to the back. If you're the big girl holding up the pyramid, you got to hit the back.
You might as well just put dudes down there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they could go topless too. I don't care. I just want to see the chicks.
One final break. Plenty of show to go. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Stay tuned at the top of the hour, The Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. This has been cool.
Yeah.
It's been like weekday radio. It's a little different than Sundays.
Yeah.
Sundays a little more muted.
It's for some of y'all, not me.
It's the pastel weekday red,
Penis piercings yesterday on Easter Sunday. That's how we roll.
I wasn't here
to
run things.
You weren't there to reel me in. Nick finally had to. He was like, yeah, maybe we're talking a little too much.
And then we started talking about penis like 2 seconds later.
Yeah,
so
it just went off the rails. Somebody wanted to know, can we bring the cheerleader idea to college football, or is that just another version of Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah, if you can't drink beer at every stadium, odds are you're not going to get...
I'd be worried about an age
naked
thing.
Co-eds. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it, though. They'd be more taut. They'd be more firm.
Not every school.
No?
I don't think...
You
have 30-something NFL franchises, correct?
I bet the Wisconsin chicks are pretty healthy.
They actually have turf fields, so there is no post-game grazing.
What?
It's a scientific fact.
Who else would have the...
I'm guessing
Nebraska's cheerleaders?
There's 100-something Division I. Yeah, but then you're dealing with the frigid air and the...
Ooh.
There's a whole nother...
Cutting posters.
Yeah.
Hey, you ripped my poster there, lady.
Yeah, there's too many schools to spread talent
out. And then you got to deal with the whole Aggie thing. Oh, no. All their cheerleaders are topless, and it's all dudes. Hey, can we cheer these G-strings? You guys mind if we do yell practice without pants? What?
The midnight yell. Is that what it's called?
That's not what they do during the... Yeah, midnight yell is where they practice yelling.
Where they practice all 15 battle cries they've got.
They practice yelling before they get to the game and yell.
I must say, I got to go to the Alamo Bowl.
Be careful what you wish for.
I got to go to the Alamo Bowl a couple years ago when Penn State was playing A&M. And I had only lived there a couple years. I didn't know about the 85, you know, fight songs that A&M has. It's like every quarter, every possession, they had a new one.
Yeah.
And then someone explained to me later about the midnight yell, all the other stuff, all the rehearsals and stuff. And now I know it's innate. You know, a lot of these Aggie kids are born with it, the way British kids know all the Beatles lyrics when they're born.
Okay.
Aggie kids apparently know every variety of fight song that exists.
Yes. That, well, I get if you, I don't. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think you'd also want the
as a lifelong fan, I don't, but
I don't think you want that at Baylor. Just saying. You don't want the topless cheerleaders at Baylor.
Why?
It's probably also best though this is in the final segment that you decided to go in this direction. I'm just saying.
Pepper Brooks said, that's pretty funny.
How's Pepper doing?
Pepper's doing pretty good.
I haven't caught up in a while.
Said Jew's opening to the last segment, save that money. I don't know if that was planned or not, but that was funny.
I didn't hear
it. It wasn't planned, but...
And we're not Jewish.
No.
For the last time.
Nope.
I'm not black. I'm not Jewish. Mike Liebeschock is not Jewish, although Liebeschock does sound Jewish.
Well, Jewish is actually a faith. It's not a nationality.
Well, it sounds like me, like no, you have like...
It's a faith.
You're, like if you said Harvey Weinstein, that sounds...
I think that's great he brings that up. So like when someone says I'm half Jewish, half... like. Is that possible? Half Jewish, half
my
what?
Understanding has always been, and I grew up with a lot of Jewish friends. If your mother's Jewish, then you're Jewish.
If you're born in
if
Israel,
your dad is,
but
your
you
mom
can't say you're half Jewish,
good.
Though, right?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think that works that way. No,
yeah,
no, and yeah, Judaism is a faith. It's not.
Yeah, but if you're born in Israel,
then you're an Israeli,
half Israeli. Yeah,
yeah, but it's like saying, okay,
it just so happens that the people of Israel subscribe to the Judaism. There are Catholics there, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
And Muslims. That's right.
And Muslims, yes, correct.
I get it. All right.
Are we set? Any questions?
I don't know, but people
we
keep,
move on.
Keep people keep saying that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think you need to school them, not me. I'm not the one that brings it up. Okay?
Eight minutes left in the show, but for you, my friend, six.
You're going to hell.
Does that work?
You are so going to hell for that.
All my best buddies in college. In fact, the last place I lived in college was an 8-person apartment, and 6 of them were my Jewish friends. And my one roommate who wasn't Jewish actually joined their fraternity.
Somebody said Jewish is actually a race and a faith.
I think
Google
it's a
it.
Faith.
Google it.
Because there's so, the reason why I asked him, because there's so many people that say, I'm half Jewish, half this. I'm half Jewish, half that.
People want to know what Nick is, too. People, they want to know. And
they could care less.
Seems to me more of
that,
a faith.
We've gotten a couple of texts to say they want to know what you are.
Yeah.
That's personal.
He's Nick.
Yeah, he's Nick.
Respect his privacy.
He's satanic.
Nick, what are you?
He's satanic.
I'm half satanic.
Just between me and you.
He's
half Cylon?
I was about to say satanic.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know what it is.
Cylon sounds better.
Cylon?
Again, I could be wrong about the Jewishness thing. I always
Well, you just chastised us like you were the authority.
Oh, I pretty much spoke like this. What you're doing now is chastising.
You...
I keep it at a certain level.
Yeah, you do keep it pretty calm.
I do.
I hate you for that, too.
I know you do.
Yeah, but you were so sure of yourself, and now you're doubting
it. I'm still pretty sure.
I think
you're
wrong.
I could be
wrong.
Look,
I'm Googling it right now.
You
do that. Is Jew a race? That's probably not right.
Just broke Google, just banned you.
Is Jewish a race? Let's see.
Are you watching both these games tonight?
What is Jew? Look, you can go to jewfact.org.
Oh, good Lord.
Is Jew a race? See? Jews are clearly not a race, is what jewfact.org says.
There you go.
So, all right.
Astros and Anaheim, no rain to stop that train tonight. 1-4 with the Angels. I'm glad we got to that.
Big series.
Charlie Morton on the bump.
It's a big series going down.
He's throwing a no-hitter tonight.
No, he's not.
Bet she is.
This is for all the marbles here. Houston 8-4.
Some of
the Angels 6-7. This is for a few of the marbles.
a marble.
This is for a this is for a marble.
Snap your fingers.
It's the marble time.
For Nick Sharara, intern Trey. Who's the other intern out there?
Doesn't matter. Know. Doesn't.
Intern Robert is out there. Intern, I don't know if he's working.
Intern B.
There's so many of them, and they all do nothing.
Intern B. And Barry Laminack, my name has been Mike Liebeschock. Still is. This has been The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Stay tuned for The Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.